Benvenuti to the very first episode of our new podcast spin-off from Serie A Spotlight. I am Gianluca Lia, your guide through the beautiful chaos of football tactics. Because let's be real, there's way more to the game than just fancy skills and goals. And what better way to kick things off than with a deep dive into Como's stunning win over Napoli. Mamma mia, Antonio Conte's side has now slipped to second place in Serie A, and there is plenty to unpack from this one. So grab your cafe, sit back, and let's break it all down. Alright, we head off to Stadio Senigallia, at Como. So Napoli went to this match with their now familiar 3-5-2 formation, featuring both Romelu Lukaku and Giacomo Raspadori up top. After almost leaving in January, Raspadori seems to have cemented his spot next to Lukaku, and they are building a solid partnership, just like we saw against Lazio in the last game, where Big Rom set up Raspadori for a goal at the Stadio Olimpico. This match also saw the Napoli debut of Philip Billing, fresh from Bournemouth in the Premier League. The guy's a towering presence in midfield, and Conte wasted no time slotting him in as a right-sided mezzala, in a three-man midfield. Now, Napoli started strong, pressing high and forcing Como into mistakes. Textbook Conte football. Their opening goal, a direct result of that aggressive press. And by the 21st minute, they could have doubled the lead. But Scott McTominay, a mangiatore goal. A big chance wasted. And that could have really changed the game for Napoli. But what really caught my eye was Napoli's use of inverted wingbacks. Which, in a 3-5-2 formation, like in this case, it's not something that you see every day. So, usually, wingbacks are all about providing width, making those long busting runs down the flanks, but in this case, they were tagging inside, acting more like extra midfielders. Now, why would a team do this? There are three key reasons. First, numerical advantage in midfield. More players in the center means better ball control and passing options. Two, defensive stability. If you lose possession, you are already in a compact shape to win it back. And 3. Space for wingers. With wingbacks inside, the wide forwards can stay high and stretch the defense. Now, this worked well, at least for a while. Como had a tough time dealing with Napoli's crosses, especially since their goalkeeper isn't the tallest. With Billing, McTominay and Lukaku all lurking in the box, Como's defense was struggling a lot. But here's the thing. Napoli couldn't keep up that intensity for 90 minutes. Slowly but surely, Como grew into the game. They started pressing higher, forcing Napoli into rushed long balls. Conte's side was getting suffocated, and the cracks started to show. Como's winning goal, a perfect example of smart positioning and ruthless finishing. Watch how Asandiao, their January winter signing, casually stays just on side, sneaks between Napoli center backs, and then, bam! First touch with his left foot to set it up, second touch with his right to fire a cross goal, clinical. From there, Como had momentum and managed to preserve their one goal lead to secure a stunning victory on home soil. Huge result, and Napoli find themselves in second place with Inter looming on the horizon. If Conte's men want to stay in the title race, they need to bounce back fast. The question is, can they? Or will this slip up turn into a full-on crisis? Let me know what you think. Hit me up with your takes on Instagram or Twitter. And don't forget, we'll be back next time to break down more of Serie A's tactical battles. Until then, alla prossima!